A Nebraska realtor sees no drop-off in farmland prices. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Ron Stock is the co-owner and CEO of Nebraska-based Stock Realty and Auction Company. Stock says recent farmland sales give no indication that the demand for farmland is letting up, and he says the continued high prices seem to be creating more selling interest as well.
Well, the farms we've sold here in the last 30 to 45 days have sold for full retail, what they would have brought 6-8 months ago plus. For example, we sold a farm in Antelope County, Nebraska, about $200 an acre, more than listing price. The sales we're seeing out there are indicating that this land is still strong in the middle of a drought. We're watching every week for signs that it's backing up or changing. And if there's any changes happening to the price of real estate, farmland real estate specifically right now, they're positive changes. It's going up.
Now we hear there's not a lot of land for sale right now. And so with a short supply and strong demand, you're going to get prices going up.
You know, a year and a half ago, we were looking at very few listings. And we're talking to ourselves, gee, I wonder if this land would go down a little bit if there'd be some more listings come on the market. And what has happened just recently is the land has gone up so high that it's starting to shake the sellers off the rafters. When people are starting to hear that, gee, is my farm really worth $10,000 an acre? So we are seeing some of those sellers who are in their retirement years hiring us to sell their farm. They can't believe what it's worth. It's almost unimaginable. And it's like hitting the lottery, and the only way you can cash out of a lottery ticket is if you take it and cash it in. So we are seeing some land come to the market this fall. We're excited about the real estate side of the company. We've got ample buyers, limited sellers, but the sellers are going to get more and more as we go through to the fall months here.
And we're still seeing local farmers bidding on these properties?
Local farmers are buying the farm. Investors oftentimes bid on the farm. But when the return starts getting fairly low and unattractive, the farmer steps up and buys the farm.
Irrigated versus dry land, are you seeing a lot of difference there?
The farms we've sold here of recent were irrigated farms. It's my opinion it's going to be market specific. If you're in Iowa and Illinois where there is limited or no irrigation, probably will be a non-factor. In Nebraska, where we've got dry land farms competing with irrigated farms, it's my personal belief that the dry land farms are going to remain the same price and the irrigated farms are going to be more desirable and they're going to go up in price.
That's Ron Stock of Nebraska-based Stock Realty and Auction Company. And that's Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Ag News for America.